Welcome to Designing Your Life Today with Pat Council, the Power Lady. This is Power Episode number 37.
Receive the Power Up Nation Express newsletter. Keep your power to achieve going full force all year long. Get first access to free giveaways, content tailored to creating a lifestyle of better health, more wealth, and to developing fruitful relationships. Get strategies for thriving in any economy and make connections to success websites, webinars, and wealth gurus, and start building the life you want. Get the Power Up Nation Express newsletter, free. Register at www.designingyourlifetoday.com/newsletter. Join Pat Council on Designing Your Life Today. Get tips and techniques for having better health, more wealth, and learn to cultivate fruitful relationships. Build your dream life by learning to use what you already have to get started. You have what it takes because you're built by design to win. Never give up. Instead, power up. Make the commitment now to do life with power.
Good morning and welcome to Magnificent Monday on Designing Your Life Today. I'm your host, Pat Council, the Power Lady. How exciting it is to be with you on the very first Monday of 2016. It is time for us to really put on all the stops, right? And you guys are already doing that because today is the 4th, so I know you're already making great things happen. Listen, we're going to talk about how intentional living brings success today. That is something that is worth talking about and worth learning about. It's going to help you do life with power. It's going to help you to stay focused on your goals, to increase your confidence, and to become more committed to fulfilling those New Year's resolutions and to fulfilling all those amazing goals that you have set for 2016. And so today I'm going to give you 5 reasons or 5 ways that intentional living can bring you success. But before we get to that, I have a few things to share with you. First of all, starting tomorrow, you will be able to sign up for a free webinar that I have coming up. And the good thing about this webinar, the exciting thing about this webinar, this is actually one of the webinars that I charge for. And I am going to do it free as a gift to you. And it's called Prosperity, a Divine Right. And it's really powerful. Anyone who's watched it and listened to it, they've gotten a lot out of it. And so I'm going to bring that to you absolutely free. You're going to get a clear understanding of how to manifest your desires. And you're going to learn what true prosperity really is. And I'm telling you, you're going to walk away with a lot of clarity. And when you connect that with intentional living, you cannot help but succeed in 2016. So be prepared to sign up for the webinar tomorrow. Go to our website. You can click on webinar and it will be there for you. Just giving you guys a little heads up. So that's starting on Tuesday, January 5th. I want to remind you about my new book that's coming out, The Power of Intentional Goal Setting. And it'll be out shortly, but before they release it, I'll be honest with you, I'm still kind of toying with the title. I may call it The Power of Intentional Goal Achievement because this book gives you simple keys for achieving every single goal. Now, the cover is already done, but we may have to make some changes on that. But I'm mentioning it because you guys can actually pre-order this book now. It's going to be released January 8th, and so you get the early bird discount, but the prices are going to increase after January 12th. And I can tell you, if you have been hit and miss on your goals, you really want to get this book. It's going to be in workbook form, but it's going to be very practical, very easy to use. And it's going to have information that's going to start you from the beginning and take you all the way through to goal achievement. You will never miss achieving a New Year's resolution or goal again, unless, of course, you don't follow the book or you don't read it. Okay. But you're going to learn to give up any limitations or limiting thought processes. And you will also, you're going to find that the three most important things that you must do in order to ensure that you complete a goal. Once you know these three things, you will definitely follow through and make your goals happen. So you want to get it at the reduced price now. It's the Power of Intentional Goal Setting. Just go to our website, designingyourlifetoday.com. And you can kind of hover over the word PAT, which actually stands for Power Achievement Team, and you'll see goal setting. It will drop down. Click on that, and you can go ahead and pre-order your copy, and they're going to go out. It's going to be released January 8th, and so they're going to be mailed out on January 8th or January 9th. And so you will get them before anyone else. Right? How exciting is that? Also, if you haven't had a chance to sign up for our newsletter, the Power Up Nation Express newsletter, you want to get signed up for that. And you can go right there on our homepage and you'll see where you can click on the link there and it will take you to the page where you can sign up. Or just click on contact and you'll see newsletter there and get signed up for our newsletter. Our very first newsletter for this year, it's going to be out on Thursday, I believe, on the 7th. And I think that's on a Thursday. Yep, it is. So it's going to be out on January 7th. And you want to be sure that you get that copy. Now, I'm dating myself a little bit. Have you ever heard the phrase, extra, extra, read all about it? So you definitely want to read everything that we have in our newsletter. Remember, in our newsletter, you kind of get a sneak peek of what's to come before we announce it on our show, before it makes our social media page or any of the above. So we've got some great things to kick off this year. Listen, for any of you that says, you know what, I'm going to improve on my finances, and you are, you said, well, I have to get my credit together first. Well, I want to tell you, you can do that by going to our sponsor page. All you have to do is hover over podcasts. You'll see sponsors and you can go there or you can go to designingyourlifetoday.com/sponsors and you will see where you can get information from TransUnion about your personal credit. So you can take a look at your credit report and see exactly what it is you need to do. Throughout the year, we're going to bring you information about how to improve on your credit. And if you say, well, this isn't for me because I don't even have the money to fix my credit, well, we're going to give you some secrets. So you may want to have your credit handy when we talk about that. But it's not, I don't think it's going to happen this month. I don't think it's on the schedule, but it's coming up real soon. Also, if you run a small business, you will see there one of our sponsors is actually Equifax. And so you can go there and find out about your small business credit. You want to get your business report and check out your score as it relates to your business. That way, when you're applying for different loans and different credit cards, you already know what your business credit looks like. So we've got a lot of great things for you. And if you haven't gotten your day timer yet, we have a $20 discount for you. So if you decide that you or if you haven't ordered your planner for this year and you need different planners, you want to go and check out the Daytimers website. So see, we've got lots of goodies there for you. This is exciting, isn't it? Hey, listen, as I said, our topic for today is how intentional living brings success. That's what we're going to talk about. And we are going to jump right into that as soon as I give you the Power Focus Word of the Week. Now, the Power Focus Word of the Week is the word character. And if you want to find out how it connects to you or how your energy connects to that word and how you can use it in your life to propel yourself forward in 2016 to ensure that you achieve your goals, go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday. And you will, while you're there, don't forget to like our page because you're going to love the stuff that we have coming for you on that page in 2016. One last thing I want to say to you guys, we would like to get a rating on iTunes and a ranking on iTunes and also a ranking on Stitcher. And so if you're listening to this through iTunes or Stitcher, please take the time to give us that 5-star rating there and rate our page or rate our show and let us know what you think and say something, you know, nice about us, of course, and let us know, give us that feedback about our show, of course. course, we want to hear from you. So take the time to give us a rating. Rate Designing Your Life Today. All right. With that being said, let's jump right into how intentional living brings success, because it really can bring you the success that you need. I mean, for example, this is 2016, and if you've set some amazing goals and you've kind of revamped your aspirations and taken them up to a whole nother level, then in order for you to achieve those, you have to grow to reach those goals. But a lot of times, people, they have some beliefs about getting to where it is they need to be, and they allow those beliefs to shift their focus. They allow those beliefs to convince them that they can't reach those goals. This is where being intentional about your life can help you solve those issues. And so if you understand what intentional living is all about and how you can get to where it is you truly want to be using intentional living, then it's going to be a lot easier for you in 2016. So the object of the game is to understand that when you're intentional about something, you're going to get better and you're going to improve. And you're going to ask yourself the hard questions and the right questions, and you're going to move your ego out of the way, and you are really going to release the best part of who you are. The truth of the matter is, if you focus on goals, you might hit the goals that you focus on, but that doesn't guarantee you the growth that you need. See, with intentional living, you're not just kind of doing hit and miss on the goals, or you're not just achieving a goal here and there. You're actually growing with the goal, which allows you to go to the next level constantly, allows you to flow to each higher level in your life. So, how does this all work? And how does intentional living actually bring you success? Well, first of all, whatever goals that you've set for this year, or whatever your New Year's resolutions are for this year, keep in mind that whether you achieve those goals or not, it's going to be based on you. And the first thing that you want to pay attention to is the fact that you really need to be intentional about those goals, which means that you want to look at your entire life. Now, this is not about you criticizing yourself or putting yourself down. So let's kind of go through these five tips that will help you to understand how intentional living can bring you success. The first thing is that when you become very intentional about achieving a goal, or very intentional about going to the next level, or making something happen that hasn't happened ever in your life, it's going to reveal your true thoughts. If you've been hit and miss on your goals, and nobody wants to hear this, but if you guys want to grow, I'm just going to kind of put it out there for you. This is Magnificent Monday, so you're still magnificent. It reveals your thoughts. And if you really want to grow, you've got to pay attention to what your true thought process is. And you've got to be very honest with yourself about what's going on in your mind. And if you say, well, I thought I really wanted this, or I thought I was thinking the right things, I read my affirmations every single day. Well, here is kind of your mirror. If you look at your life, you look at the goals that you set in 2015, if you achieve those goals, then you know that your thoughts were on point. If you didn't achieve those goals, then you know that your thoughts were not necessarily on point, that there was either some negative thinking going on, there was either something going on in your mind that convinced you that you didn't deserve the goals, so you had a deserve level issue going on. And as a result, you no longer became focused and intentional about making this goal happen. See, when we intend to do something, we intend, just the word itself implies a tremendous amount of focus. And so when you intend to do something, it's going to happen. Have you ever met a person who was angry and they said, you know what, I'm going to get that person told. I'm going to tell them off. They become really focused and they're angry and they go stomping to that person and they accomplish that goal. And I know that's not the best example, but it gives you an idea of what intention feels like in terms of being, you know, super focused about something. So intentional living means that you are focused on achieving the lifestyle that you always wanted to achieve. It means that you've made a strong commitment to yourself that no matter what, you're going to do life with power, that you're going to tap into every aspect of who you are, and you're going to activate the best parts of yourself, and you're going to follow through on the goals that you set for 2016. So the first thing that intentional living does to bring success is that it reveals what your true thoughts are. The second thing is that it reveals your character. Now, we talked about character being the power focus word of the week, and that's a big deal because when you become intentional about something, how's your discipline? How is your integrity? See, integrity, we have a tendency to think of integrity as being honest when it comes to other people, but integrity is actually about how honest are you with yourself? How honest are you with the goals that you promised yourself that you were going to achieve? This says a lot about your character. Now, this is not to judge you because that's not my thing. But this is for you to take a look or to remind you to take a look at yourself. And how do you know if you kind of operate in that realm of integrity? You will address what needs to be addressed, even if it's difficult, even if it's something that you don't want to deal with. Your character will give you that strength to make it happen. So intentional living, it can actually show you what's really going on with your character. In other words, when you tell someone you're going to call them back, do you really follow through on that? If it's something that you don't want to deal with, do you avoid it? So you can take a look at all of those things. Now, as I said, this is not to judge you, and this is not for you to beat up on yourself or criticize yourself, but this is for you to take a closer look at who you are and how you operate on a daily basis, because that's going to tell you what you're intending. In other words, what are you bringing into your life? What are you truly focused on? So we can say that we want to be a millionaire. We can say that we want to be physically fit. We can say all of these things. We can even say that we operate on the highest level of integrity, but the reality of it is what you do And the return that you've gotten over time will tell you a lot about what's going on with your thoughts and with your character. The beautiful part about all of this is that through intentional living, once you pay attention to these areas of your life, and as human beings, we actually have the ability to self-correct. And so once you correct anything that needs correcting, anything that you view as a flaw or a flaw that's preventing you from achieving the goals that you said you would achieve, once you self-correct, then intentional living, it puts you on that track to bringing you the success that you always wanted into your life. Here's another one. Intentional living, it can bring you success in that it can cause you to change your circumstances. So it can change your circumstances into the life that you want and deserve. If your circumstances are such that you aren't living the life that you want, then you really want to take a look at what's going on, and you want to be honest with yourself about your circumstances. Now, I want to say this to you. If your circumstances aren't where you want them to be, this isn't about, once again, I have to say this more than once, it's not about you beating up on yourself. It's about you going from being a person who's more incidental to a person who's more intentional. A lot of times we tend to get into ruts in our life and we can get into like that easy groove and then we don't break out of it. Well, if you look at the circumstances of your life, that actually tells you what you're intending. So all you have to do is shift your intentions towards what it is you really want. Sometimes, even if we're going in the wrong direction, because we've kind of gotten into a rut, we think that there's no way out, and we buy into the idea that this is all there is. Well, whatever you decide that you want to have happen in your life, it can and it will happen. But of course, you have to go from being incidental, meaning just accepting it as the status quo, to being intentional, meaning shifting your focus toward what you want, and no matter what, not taking your eye off the prize. So intentional living can bring you success in that it can cause you to change your circumstances to get the life that you want and deserve. The other thing that intentional living can do as it relates to creating success in your life is it can reveal to you the changes that you need to make. And here's the beautiful part about it. It's not something that's going to take years. It's not going to take months. As a matter of fact, you can do it in a matter of days. With intentional living, once you have a strong focus and a strong intention to make something happen, then you're going to realize that in order for this to happen, these are the changes that I must make. And at that point, you can make a conscious decision as to whether you're going to make those changes or not. So this is how making the decision and getting a better understanding of intentional living can really shift you into higher gear when it comes to success. I mean, if you really want to do life with power, become more on point and more intentional about your life. And finally, intentional living, it can actually reveal your greater purpose to you. Here's the thing. Sometimes we focus on a goal. For example, someone may say, I want to earn $100,000 or I want to earn $500,000. And in this day and time, if you're going to retire and kind of be comfortable, statistics shows that you need at least $2.5 million. And so the thing about that, if you say, well, okay, I want that $2.5 million. Now, here's one of the secrets, yet it's not really a secret, to getting to that $2.5 million is that you have to really relax what's going on in your mind and in your heart as it relates to your thoughts and your character, and you have to tap into your greater purpose. You have to really ask yourself, as I said earlier, those hard questions, those questions that will take you towards your greater purpose. In other words, why am I here? You know, what is my life all about? What am I supposed to be contributing into the lives of other people? I can assure you that if you don't have the monies that you want, then you have not found a way to provide the value on the level at which you're capable of providing it. Now, notice what I said, the level at which you're capable of providing it. So that's right. What I'm saying to you is perhaps you're not living up to your full potential. And see, when you become intentional about your life, in other words, I intend to have a certain lifestyle. I intend to have a certain car. I intend to have a certain size home. I intend to have a certain amount of cash flow and money in the bank. I intend to build a certain legacy for my family. So when you start to put your focus on all of these things, in order for you to achieve that, you've got to tap into your greater purpose. So intentional living can reveal to you what your greater purpose is in life. Once you can discover your greater purpose in life, you're going to become more passionate. And it's almost as though someone took the blinders off of your eyes. Have you ever heard the biblical quote, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you? And to me, and I'm not a preacher, but to me, what that means is that you want to seek the right plan for your life, the plan that God has for your life. And which means in order for you to get the success that you want through all the things that you've intended for your life, that you have to tap into that greater purpose. So you have to tap into a plan that really is meant for your life. Sometimes people are in direct sales and they sign up for a company because they listen to the person at the front of the room, and that person is talking about all of the money that they've made. That person is talking about how successful they've been in that company. And people get inspired by that. And people get excited by that. And they want what that person has. In other words, not necessarily exactly what they have, but they want that lifestyle. And they run up to the room or to the front of the room, or they get with the person who brought them there as a guest, and they say, you know what, I want to sign up for this, and I want to sign up right now. But what they forget to do is to really pay attention to what they're signing up for. In other words, if you sign up for a company that has to do with health and wellness, then is that really your purpose in life? Is that what you're meant to do? If you sign up for a company where you are meant to sell cosmetics, because you're going to help women and men have better skin or take care of their skin, or even for the women to use color on their skin, the color cosmetics, because it makes it kind of makes them feel better and it gives them a more professional look. If you feel like that's your calling, then all of these things are great. And so at that point, whatever you're intending, you're going to be successful, and that intention is going to come to fruition. It's going to become real for you. But a lot of times when you sign up for something just for the sake of a dollar, because you see that as your ticket to making more money, and then you get into this direct sales entity and you're not making the money that you thought you were going to make, so you become disappointed, you get upset with the company, and you draw the conclusion that direct sales doesn't work. Well, it doesn't necessarily mean that it doesn't work. What it could mean is that you're not operating under your greater purpose. Maybe you're meant to be in direct sales. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're meant to be a speaker. Maybe you're meant to be a teacher. Maybe you're meant to be an author, write a book. So you have to pay attention to what your greater purpose is. And the best way to bring that to the forefront is to have strong intentions for a quality lifestyle. And make that commitment. Say, you know what? I'm going to have the lifestyle that I've always wanted. I find that a lot of times people forget that they're truly super capable. And when, you know, this is magnificent money. So when I say that you're magnificent, you are, because it's how we're all made. We're built by design to win. We're built to thrive. We're built to have the lifestyle that we see. That's why if you find yourself yearning for something, not something that someone else has, like someone's husband or someone's wife, okay, that's just covetousness. And all right, well, that's just not right. But I'm not here to judge you on that. We're here to talk about intention. But if you find yourself yearning for more in your life, then believe me, setting your intention on getting that more, it's going to bring you all the success that you ever dreamed of. It'll probably bring you more success than you imagine you could possibly have. And so the object of the game here as we wrap up for today is to pay attention to those thoughts and be intentional about your life. Have that strong focus. Have that commitment. Let your confidence come through. Because when you let your confidence come through, then you are going to be on point for achieving some of the greatest successes that you ever achieved. 2016 is a year for you to be on point, to be intentional about where you're headed in your life. Now, being intentional requires a certain level of discipline, but that's a show for another day. Hey, you guys, as we wrap up for today, I want to remind you to do life with power, because you are amazing. You are magnificent. You are built by design to win. You can do anything that you want. You just have to be intentional about it. And of course, to help you with that and to help you change the circumstances to the life that you want, deserve, and to stay focused on it, to help you stay focused on achieving those goals, that's why I put together the Power Achievement Team. If you want more information about the Power Achievement Team, go and get signed up for that. And the information is going to be coming out very soon. We talked about it briefly right after Christmas, and there is more information or some information on our website at designingyourlifetoday.com. So all you have to do is go to designingyourlifetoday.com/Pat, P-A-T, and you'll see the Power Achievement Team, and you're going to find out all about it. We're going to be kicking this team off after the 15th of January, because I think that's a great time for us to do that, because that's where you get to reboot. And if anybody is fizzling out after the first 15 days and falling in line with those statistics, then we want to be here for you to help you get that confidence, get that courage, and to kind of get revved up and get to doing life with power. That's what it's all about. So go ahead and get signed up and you will get that information. Also, remember that on Tuesday, you will be able to sign up for our free webinar, Prosperity is a Divine Right. And you will not want to miss this webinar. It is going to be extremely enlightening. And you want to get signed up, because This is a webinar that I charge people to watch, and it doesn't cost a lot, but they pay to watch it. It's not free, but I'm going to make it free for a limited time, and so you guys will get the opportunity to participate in this webinar and hear it free. But because it's going to be free for a limited time, then of course we're going to have limited space. So you want to make sure that you get signed up for it on Tuesday. Also, as we wrap up for today, I want to remind you one more time to get signed up for our newsletter, the Power Up Nation Express. It's going to come out on Thursday. That's our first newsletter for 2016. It's going to have some really great information in it, and it's going to have information in it and announcements that you get the sneak peek that you have not heard on our show. So you want to get signed up for all of those things. With that being said, hey, I want you guys to enjoy this magnificent Monday. Remember, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday, and check that out. And be sure to like our page when you go there, and that way you can find out how the power focus word of the week, which is character, how it, what is the energy connection between that word and your success? Hey, have a great day and do life with power.